So this is a really terrific panel. I thought it'd be best to start with Judge Goldberg, who can tell us what's going on in the District of Delaware. And do you want to sit or stand?
I'm okay here. Is that all
okay,
right?
Yeah.
Can everyone hear me?
You're a judge. You can do whatever
okay.
you want.
All right. Thank you. I'm from Philadelphia, Eastern District of Pennsylvania, and we have had our share of championship droughts in Philadelphia. So I congratulate all Texans on what occurred last night. I was in the bar upstairs and just watched the celebration. And I was actually in 2008 in the stands when the Phillies won the World Series. So congratulations, everybody. I don't think it's too dramatic to say that there's a docket crisis in Delaware. And I think it's going to get worse as far as number of cases, not better, the most obvious reason being the T.C. Hartland opinion. I'm going to just give you some very brief background. All patent litigators, at one point or another, you're going to end up in Delaware. So hopefully this will be practical, useful information. And then I'm going to very briefly tell you what the process that has been set up by Chief Judge Stark in Delaware. So just to give you some very quick background, the docket is growing in Delaware. It's growing pretty quickly. In 2006, 33% of their civil docket was patent cases. 2017, now it's up to 41%. And the judges and I, we were talking that's only going to get higher and higher. Nationwide patent filing statistics are interesting to look at, and I think these are going to change. These are very recent as of October, beginning of October. Eastern District in Texas is 1,200 filings, patent filings. These are patent filings.